She's a very freaky girl. The freaks don't call it right. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. The Joe and Alex Show, and we are continuing Freak Show Friday with a guy that I don't think necessarily is a freak, but some of these conspiracy theories that he knows a lot about and is interested in, done research in, Gary, backed by popular demand. And we're talking about Tupac and everything that went down where he was killed in Vegas, or you're saying he's not dead?
I think he's in hiding, and maybe he's changed his identity. He's probably collecting royalties from someone who was a part of the Death Row label, who can funnel them to him. He supposedly has been spotted, and Suge Knight has joked that he's still living.
Okay, well then let's see how and why would he go away? I mean, you're on top of your game. I get there's the East Coast, West Coast beef, and he legit was shot at and people tried to kill him, but why would you go away, even with all that money?
Well, one of the things that his mom said is that he needed to get away because there was three things chasing him. Number one, it was the gang life that Tupac really wasn't built for. He came through his thug life, but I don't know if you know it, Tupac went to dance school with Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, do you think Jada Pinkett Smith thinks that he's still alive?
I don't believe he's contacted her. She seems pretty torn up every time his name is mentioned,
right,
but they were really super close,
right.
And he took ballet with her.
Right.
And, you know, he went to drama school.
Right.
And
screams, thug life.
Right, of course.
And when Suge Knight, paid his bail and got him out of jail and gave him a record contract, at that point, he had to take on that persona. And he was super talented, and he did become somewhat of a tough guy because he used to fight and knock people out all the time. So at some point, there was a change. But if you listen to the songs he did earlier on, like Brenda's Got a Baby and some of those songs, Tupacalypse Now, they were totally different. They were all about making things better and peace.
Made a good message to
him.
I feel like he was such an advocate that like it almost started to change him into like trying to fight so bad for it, where he was starting to become violent, which can be like associated with the thug life.
Exactly.
Because he was trying to advocate so much and had so much passion for that.
Exactly. And that's what his mom said. His mom said that, you know, he had a struggle with that. And then number two, he really did have rivals. He really did have people that were coming after him. He had been shot before. And, you know, I don't think he wanted to die. And then lastly, he wanted to go out on his own. He had signed to be in two different movies, How to Be a Player, which Bill Bellamy ended up being in, and another movie. Besides the other movies he was doing, he was with Creative Artists, and he basically had five or six movies coming up. He was going to be a movie star.
Yeah, I was going to say, why would he want to go away if he could branch out or leave rap, but become a movie star?
When you have real threats from real gang members, from real gangsters, I think that could have been something, number one. And number two, I don't think Suge Knight was going to let him leave.
Well,
he was going to make sure he kept him on Death Row Records.
And I think Suge Knight liked the violence. I think Suge Knight liked the drama. Suge Knight was so deep into the East versus West situation, and Tupac was always grouped together with Suge Knight, that I think it wasn't a joke. Like, lives were actually threatened. Like, people were actually going to try to kill each other.
Tupac was dating Quincy Jones' daughter. Her name is Kadada Jones. And during that time, Quincy Jones had asked him, you know, is this really you? Is this is this something you want to do? You're in Paris Fashion Week with my daughter.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting front row and you've got on Versace silk shirts and things like that.
Right.
This isn't, thug life isn't really you. And I think at some point, Suge Knight was putting it on him, saying, if I gave you $2 million and you're out of jail now and you're doing records with me, you're going to stay with me. And he said, hey, I've finished my commitment. I'm out of here. And I think he was going to start his whatever. Since then, I think he has been living off of the funds that his mom, she started a foundation. And his mom recently passed away. I wrote a letter to his mom, and she answered me. And she happened to pass away like literally 10 days later.
Wow. So that's crazy she responded.
Yeah. But she did respond. She was going to be a part of an event we were putting on. And one of the things that's interesting is she had started a foundation. There was a ton of money. No one knows where that money went. So maybe she was funneling it to her son. A lot of people believe he's in Cuba or some other places. That's where his relatives are.
What was the foundation that was started?
She started the Tupac Shakur Creative Arts Foundation.
And no one knows where that money is?
Well, as of now, no.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I wonder. We need to go take a trip down to Cuba to see what's going on there.
Really.
Well, there's some pictures of some supposed lookalikes, and I don't think there's one picture though of this guy. It looks like maybe what Tupac would look like now.
Okay.
Since that literally is, you know, it was 20 years ago.
Right.
22 years ago.
So, what do you think happened on that night? Do you think Suge Knight drove him to the hospital? Do you think he was airlifted away, or do you think the cops drove him to the hospital?
I think someone took him to the hospital, and when he got there and they said, hey, you know, for the next 4 or 5 days we're going to watch him, which they did. He didn't die immediately, and they said he was going to recover. They came on television in Vegas and said he was going to recover. I think he checked out somewhere between that time. I don't believe that the cars were left on the boulevard the way that they show in some of the news footage.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the cars all shot up, and number one, the car doesn't match the car that he was riding in when they show the close-up of the boulevard.
Weird.
That's weird. And then number two, Suge Knight said he drove him, and they were laughing all the way to the hospital. And he said, hey, you know, I drove him to the hospital.
So weird.
Which
why there's
weird.
So many stories. So why do you think, though, that the hospitals, these doctors, kind of like the government, I guess you could say, a little bit, is covering up saying he is dead? Why would these doctors come out and say there is an autopsy, like he is dead? Do you think he paid all of those people off?
With enough money, you can pay anybody to do anything.
Okay.
There's been other people that have faked their deaths. So I absolutely believe it. I actually know a guy that's a pastor that faked his death.
What?
What? Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So if he can do it. And the reason he did it is because he had there was a hit on him in Chicago.
Right.
For something weird. And this is a true story. And if he can do it and got the news and the cops
right.
involved, then I know Tupac can do it.
Right.
Wow.
So,
all right. Well, Gary, can you hang around? Because I hear you actually have one more, I guess, famous musician who, as far as I know, is dead and deceased. There's a conspiracy theory behind it. Is that about Michael Jackson?
MJ.